And five. Four. Hey. Three, hey. Two, what up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kim Allstate. She,
that chick, Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that. Welcome to 2026. Welcome to the bonus episode. Please watch the Bald Brothers on Tubi.
Yeah.
Watch it for free. Please, please, please. It means a lot to me. We're going to jump right in. Angel's father, Martin Luther King, in the news because LeBron and Nike are doing a commemorative MLK tribute shoe.
I thought she'd be wearing them, okay?
In the colorway, will not be doing that. In the colorway of the Lorraine Motel. This is David Dennis Jr.
Capitalism just going to get us all, I'm telling you. So LeBron James, Nike, are releasing or unveiling today that they are releasing a shoe to commemorate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King by having a colorway that is taken from the Lorraine Motel, the place where Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, and slapping it on a Nike shoe and selling it for $210. Also on the shoe is a commemoration of LeBron James scoring 51 points in Memphis, because that moment in American history deserves to be on the same space as the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. Look, there are so many other places that you can take colorways from to honor Dr. King. You can take places from Atlanta, take Birmingham, Montgomery. What about Washington, D.C., where he delivered the I Have a Dream speech? The last place that I would think of would be the signage from where he was assassinated. Now, look, the Lorraine Motel has now been turned into the National Civil Rights Museum. It's a beautiful museum. I know a lot about it. I was there when it opened. Actually, I was 4 years old. It does a beautiful job of telling the story of Dr. King in those last days. And I encourage everybody to go. I do not encourage everybody to feel as though buying a $200 shoe of the signage of the Lorraine Motel is doing anything to honor anybody. It just feels like a tone-deaf situation from Nike, from LeBron, from all parties involved. And I think it's also important to note why Dr. King was in Memphis in the first place on the day that he was assassinated. He was there for the rights of sanitation workers, union workers, for, you know, their livelihood and their well-being, and to honor that by creating a shoe that is made from people who are suffering from, you know, unjust labor laws and are forced to make these shoes is not really the way to go. Dr. Martin Luther King was killed while trying to fight against the dregs of capitalism. There's nothing more capitalist than slapping Nike on a shoe on a color that sort of trivializes, not sort of, very much so trivializes one of the most gruesome murders in American history. Absolutely disgraceful.
By the way, David Dennis Jr. is the son of Dave Dennis, the civil rights activist. Did not know that. And I've been following David Dennis Jr. for a long time. Somebody was talking sideways to him on Twitter. They were like, do you know who his dad is? So I looked it up and I was like,
Oh.
So Angel, as the daughter of Martin Luther King, or at least a person who thought he was her dad.
He's my father.
What are your initial thoughts?
It sounds like America. It sounds like the type of foolishness we would do. Like, you know what? What would get the kids going? Because they really don't care. They're just like, what can we sell?
Yeah.
What can we? They would literally sell shoes with noose laces in them.
If they thought people would buy them?
Oh, yeah. They would be like, oh, Black History Month. Remember your past. Tie your noose. Like, I'm not even anywhere. But I don't, what I am confused is, women, does LeBron not own his name? No, own his likeness? Like, why he would want to be associated?
I surely he had, he was aware this was happening.
Like, that's the part where I would be like, what? But you know what? I forget. Niggas be niggas. Because, wow. You know, no shade. Well, no, this will be shade towards Jonathan Majors, but not in a, I'm trying to bring you back down to darkness. This is the same man who in his conversations would equate himself to Martin Luther King.
LeBron?
No, Jonathan.
Oh,
so
I got confused.
There was a black man.
Yes.
Who's an actor, phenomenal actor. We love him.
Yeah.
It, multiple occasions by equating his significant other to the wife of Dr. King.
Yes.
Would mean I am equating myself to Dr. King. That would never cross my mind to ever equate myself to like someone who has had that type of impact on our society when I'm up here telling jokes and singing about one margaritas.
And saying, you know, butt stuff.
And saying stuff about some booties and coochies. Like, while I don't think that I haven't done anything, I don't think I've done nothing, I know I haven't sacrificed my life in that way.
Everybody doesn't play the same role.
Exactly. So while I feel like, why would LeBron be okay with this? Because that's Dr. King. Mm-hmm. And while you are the GOAT of basketball, the two did not, they don't go together. So, but I'm like, when I think back to Jonathan, yeah, LeBron might have been like, absolutely, put me on there.
It's the double point.
I equate myself to his daughter, to be his daughter, because I am. Because he made me. At least my childhood mind thought that.
How did that happen again?
Because why not? That's how it happened. Where is the nigga that's supposed to be my daddy? Oh, he's not
here. Let me just pick a civil rights icon.
It was more so, he's dead. You know who's black and dead? Martin Luther King. Meanwhile, father very much alive. Didn't even know it.
In Baltimore.
Yeah, very much so alive. Smoking weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Similar.
I saw this story about 4 or 5 days ago, Angel. I was so certain this was AI.
You said, ain't no way.
Meme. I was like, man, these meme pages, it's crazy. I could not believe that this was a serious thing. I searched the Nike website for it. I was never actually able to find the assassination ones on Nike.com. I saw it like on a lot of shoe websites and like coming soon and basketball stuff, but I never actually saw like on Nike.com where it could be clickable. Maybe it wasn't available for purchase yet, because I don't think, I can't remember. I don't know if Nike does a coming soon. I know that happens a lot of times on like GOAT. They'll be like, oh, this shoe drops this day, but I haven't seen it on Nike. Anyway, my thing is this. I don't know how you don't throw this idea out at inception. When somebody's on a whiteboard and they're like, all right, we need a new colorway for LeBron. And somebody's like, yo, what if we took the teal from the Lorraine Motel, stay with me, and covered in that teal, it's a nice teal.
Civil Rights Museum.
Civil Rights, you know, they turn into a Civil Rights really Museum. Pretty. It's a good teal.
Oh, yeah.
Still great teal.
Still got the cars, too.
And then we honored Martin Luther King's, where he was assassinated. Mm-hmm. I know, stay with me, with a LeBron. And then around about his birthday, we start dropping, seeding it.
LeBron, GOAT, LeBron, points.
Civil rights icon.
Most points scored.
Basketball icon. Iconic, bridge the gap.
Mm-hmm. Tie the laces, kay? If you will.
LeBron had a dream. I mean, Martin Luther King had a dream. LeBron was a witness. Did he witness a dream? Possibly. Stay with me.
He is the dream.
He is the dream. Also, let's get Hakeem Olajuwon in there. He went by the dream.
Mm.
Not active, but still notable. Bring him in. 51 points. Put it on a shoe. And somebody else was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because when you think about it, with Christianity, we don't see people wearing necklaces of a manger. We see them wearing necklaces of a cross where Jesus died.
And sometimes he's dying on the cross.
Can we put him being assassinated on there, or is that too much?
Why don't we go even further? Let's get the people pointing on the soul.
There we go.
Oppression stepped on us. Let's step on the basketball court.
Yeah.
Pointing at the oppressors.
Yeah. What were the other ideas? What did they say no to where this was?
Lord only knows. Lord only knows. Maybe. What if we, you know what's
super cool? Get your hand out my pocket sixes. Honoring Malcolm X.
You know what looks super cool? You know those, you don't see a lot of them. When King, he's like outside and he's smoking a cigarette. He's so stressed. What if we do that on the shoe?
Yes.
Him. Why don't we remember him that way? Instead of with a dream with a joint. You know? Wouldn't that be great?
Let's get some Fred Hampton. Okay? He was assassinated in his bed. Let's get some mattress fabric.
Yeah.
In the soul.
Yeah.
Fred Hampton once.
Yeah.
We could have an assassination month for Black History Month.
Because that's what we're trying to do, is assassinate all of them in their pockets to buy these dumb shoes. I would still be like, yuck. If this was like all proceeds are going to something, I would still be like, but then I'd be like, okay, at least you are playing on people's ignorance in their love for shoes.
And proceeds being...
Right.
You know, what are all proceeds?
All proceeds, my vacation.
After some deductions.
Right.
Some deductions, we got to go into production. It can't be all. It's like, at one time thought all the money actually went to the Red Cross to the people.
There's a quiet word called net in front of it. After all, net proceeds, not gross proceeds. Net. We got to pay everything.
We got to do some stuff.
Yeah.
I did not know Red Cross, I give you $100, about $2 going to them people.
Oh, yeah. Their overhead is insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
You want to buy a sandbag, brother, it ain't going
to
make it.
That's why you got to give to small nonprofits. Usually, they don't got no overhead. Ain't nobody getting paid. Everybody's volunteering.
Everybody's actually going to take your money from Cash App to Costco.
Yes, exactly.
Buy water, food, diapers, and hand it to people.
Yes. Show the receipt.
Yes. When I, over the last few years of natural disasters, I actually started learning this around Hurricane Katrina time, when they were talking about FEMA and all that stuff. Them funds and that allocated budget don't really go like that.
Yeah, no.
So anyway, I never want to be so unaware, out of touch, or... Like, somebody's got to be like, actually, no, I don't think we should do that. I would rather you just release shoes in that color.
The color's gorgeous.
And just not say nothing else.
Oh, my God. It's a good color.
It's a good color.
It's a great color. Just release that color and be like, here's the new teal.
It could have been open for interpretation and it would have been fine.
If they never said nothing, nobody would ever connect that to the... You don't spend a lot of your days thinking about the color scheme of the Lorraine Motel's sign.
Absolutely not. No.
Absolutely you don't not. Think about the Lorraine Motel sign when you're looking at LeBron shoes.
Yeah.
And Teal been around.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's other things. These were on Nikes?
Yeah, Nikes.
I feel like there are other things.
Are they still up?
Nike.
I've never actually seen them up. It seems like they're about to drop them. And hopefully we can get to them before.
And they say, stopped it.
This was a concept. This was a concept.
Yeah, I feel like there are so many...
Never saw the photo of the shoe.
I'm looking at the photo on LeBron's or somebody's feet. Unless this is AI, you know, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, there's all kind of articles.
Okay.
It's on every website. BT, Yahoo, USA Today, Rolling
Out. It's got the pearl bottom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you talking about like the iridescent on it?
Yeah.
Come on, iridescent.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, because your girl stay with iridescent nail.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many things Nike could have done that would have been a beautiful tribute to Dr. King, if that's really like what the core of what they were trying to do. But I don't think it was the core, and that is why it failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I say it failed miserably, but I could be wrong. And they might make a crap ton of money off of these massacre shoes, off of these assassination
Nike
shoes.
Nike responded.
What'd they say?
This is from John Jowers, Nike's vice president of communications. Design is so subjective, and some people the design will resonate with, and others may be less so. And obviously, that becomes a little bit more charged when you have a bigger principles at play. I think the intent, though, was really to pay homage to Dr. King, his life and legacy. Amid the backlash, public release of February 24th. It's coming out. The shoes called Honor the King. Christ at 210.
LeBron is the King James. Martin Luther the King. That's actually his last name. Martin Luther King is just more of a moniker. That actually doesn't help at all.
No, that makes it
a thousand times worse. That actually does not help.
We see what happened. They're already in production, so they're coming out.
Yeah, they're not about to. They said somebody going to want these shoes. And it's going to spike up the price. Yeah.
Oh, that's what sometimes they do. Maybe that's part of the plan.
Yeah.
Because if they just released the teal colorways, hey, here's the new teal LeBron, whatever number they are. Do you think it even comes across our desk? Mm-mm. I don't think we know it. We don't think about it at all. I can't remember the last time I thought about a new LeBron shoe. Actually, I do know. Alex Medina designed some, and I bought them because he designed LeBron's. And after those went to my closet, I went on thinking about the Lorraine Motel
color scheme. When Kai hears about these shoes, he's going to be like, oh, can I get those? And I will then whoop him and let him know absolutely not. So, yeah, these will do well because there are some people that are not going to be thinking about how this is done in poor taste.
Mm-hmm. Also, respectfully,
take a deep breath, Joshy, and let us know.
No, it's just I've never been a LeBron shoe fan.
Mm. Well, they're a bit bulky. You don't walk around with big bulkies on your feet often. Like,
Are these going to sell? These are going to sell out mainly because of the controversy, not because they're a LeBron.
I think so.
It's terrible. Yeah, I just feel like there was a more tasteful way to honor Dr. King, and it felt like they used every not tasteful way they could find.
Yes, yes.
I don't feel like, while Dr. King is human, and I'm not trying to make him godlike, I just feel like there should be only certain people that he is in commune with, I guess, after life.
I agree.
You know, we look at a Malcolm X similarly because he did lose his life in a fight to bring about social justice. So we're like, similarities, even though they weren't the same man, methods might have been different. We understand that they dedicated their life to the cause of moving humanity forward. And I don't feel like that the fact that people get mad when folk bring up somebody else with Michael Jackson or Beyonce. How do we do this with Dr. King?
1,000%.
Is this equal to, greater than, or less than egregious as the party flyers with Martin Luther King on it?
I think it's all egregious.
Yeah, I do. Egregious. Go ahead.
I think it's more, too.
It's more.
Like
the twerk for the king, all those, I think, because you're selling a shoe at a Nike level promo and rollout for $210.
That costs you probably $2 to make.
And not just that, you have a whole staff of people with somebody should have had a big enough voice.
Whole marketing team.
Twerk your ass for King. It's the mama, the aunt, and the two dudes that your committee is small.
Three people, and often one person thinks that's cool or funny. Nike is a $1 billion corporation. Exactly. That's got to go through a lot.
Who did they yell at and say no to? Or say, you're dumb, this is coming out.
Or who said no and they were like, all right, Jaquan, we're going ahead with the Honor of the Kings. Like, I don't believe some black person in there was like, hey, man, I just want to say this is not going to bode well. Somebody had to say it, and somebody was like,
put my name down.
Right. All right, Tyrese.
Yeah.
We're going to keep on with the Honor of the Kings. Yeah. Also, LeBron and Jeannie Buss was beefing. I don't know if you know this on your sports analyst stuff. Jeannie Buss, former owner of the Lakers before they got sold. Mm-hmm. She said LeBron was, quote, ungrateful. She wasn't grateful enough. He wasn't grateful enough that they drafted Bronny. He had an outsized ego, and she didn't like that Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, LeBron's agent and friend, had too much control over situations. And she said he took a lack of accountability with the Russell Westbrook trade. And then they asked LeBron about this, and he was like, I don't care what people say. I'm 41. I spend my day watching golf.
Yeah, I mean, who cares, ma'am? It's already happened. Like, and you don't own the Lakers no more.
It's gone.
You put it in a memoir.
Put it in a memoir.
Yes, I'm sure his ego is huge. This man has scored more points in his career than any other person.
And he's on a King's
shoe.
Coming out.
Yes, and he's on a shoe with Dr. King. I think we're clear.
Yes.
On his ego.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on. TD Jakes and Cam Newton sat down. TD said this. Cam, he just kind of took it to the face.
To say something to you that is really important. None of us have it all together. None of us have it all figured out. All of us got something written on our sheet of paper. That's okay. But let's lower the list down so that you can enjoy the stuff while you're young enough, because you have built your life around a youth that's leaving. Bought pants that are gonna be too big. Got bedrooms you ain't even gonna go into no more. The kids are gonna get their own lives and come see you on the holidays. You gotta live with you. And I tell you like I would tell my own son, youth is a vapor. It's like steam on a mirror in the bathroom after a shower. By the time you dry off, it's gone.
Oops.
You just got a minute to fix this, and none of those girls and none of those jobs and none of that money is going to be able to fix it. And I think you came here for me to tell you that. And I pray you hear me, because I don't want you to turn into a bitter old man with a lot of excuses as to why he wasted his life and wasted it rich. Yeah. It's not like you're sleeping up under a bridge, but you are sleeping up under a bridge. It's not like you don't have anything, but you don't have anything. It's not like you don't matter, but if where it counts, you don't matter.
Hey man, you got
that. And only you can fix that. Only you can fix that. More money can't fix that. Bigger house in Paris can't fix it. South Africa can't fix it. Only you can fix that. Because every time you get on a plane, it's gonna get on a plane with you. And you're going to look around, and all of that black hair is going to be white, and the hat won't hide it.
The hat won't hide
it. It's going to turn white. It's going to turn white. Your knees are going to get stiff. Your body's going to ache. And it's going to be too late to fix it for the few people that you really, really care about, that short list of people. Who are holding your thermostat right now? You got to get your thermostat back. You got to do what you can to explain it, and regardless to them receiving it while you're living or after you're gone, you got to get to a place of peace about that, because you are running, please hear me, you are running out of time. I know.
All right, Angel, I want to hear your thoughts, but my first thoughts were... If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.